Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mark Upton of Central Life Sciences. We're talking horn fly control in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Mark Upton joining us today from Central Life Sciences. His company's got a unique horn fly control product that if you've got your cattle on pasture, it's a product that you may want to take a look at.
A producer has to realize that horn flies are the biggest problem in terms of economic threat for their pastured cattle. A lot of producers just don't realize that. And so you've got to have strategies to try to prevent that fly from becoming a problem. Altacid is the best product for that. We don't have to worry about any type of resistance. You know, if you're using a spray or back rubbers or insecticidal ear tags, resistance is a big problem. You just don't have to worry about that with Altacid. It's also easy to use. Most all producers are putting out some type of a free choice supplement, whether that be loose mineral or a block or a tub or liquid feed. You can have Altacid put right in those products.
Mark, you mentioned the fact that there's really not a resistance problem with Altacid. Why is that?
Well, without getting too technical, basically you're mimicking this juvenile hormone that's in this insect. There's an entomologist would tell you that these insects go through different instars and as they're maturing to an adult, and as they're going through this maturation process, Altacid just prevents them from becoming an adult. So basically they're going to die off as an immature in that manure pad. We're just using the cow as a mechanism to get the product through the body and out in the manure. These horn flies only lay their eggs in the manure, and so once they lay that egg in the manure, that immature begins feeding on that nutrition in the manure. We're going to prevent them from becoming an adult. And because of that mode of action, resistance is just not an issue.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that this is a huge problem for our industry, for our beef cattle producers, and it's the numbers of these horn flies is staggering to me. I mean, you know what thousands on a single beef cow.
That's exactly right. I mean, insects in general and flies in specific, they need weather and temperature. And so in a year that you're hot and droughty and not having any grass, fly numbers are going to naturally be on the lower end of the spectrum. But in years where you've got a lot of green grass and rainfall and the temperatures are warm, those flies can number in the thousands. It's not uncommon for a single cow to have 3,000 or 4,000 horn flies on them. And they're just miserable. Not only are they uncomfortable, they're not producing. I mean, that fly is removing blood from the cow. Well, that cow's using the nutrition that you're feeding them or that you're providing to them to replenish that blood versus making milk or making a calf. And then a lot of things one thing that producers just don't think about is the disease. We know that these flies transmit disease. There's a guy at the University of Georgia. He's recently retired, but he's known as the mastitis guru. He'll tell you that not only in dairy animals, but in beef animals, about 8 out of every 10 heifers that have their first calf, or when they have their first calf, are suffering from mastitis. They just cause so many problems, and they're not that hard to keep to a minimum. We've just got to do something to try to keep them down and not let them take over.
I know that here in the new year, the company's made some decisions regarding pricing on Altacid IGR. Give me that update.
Yeah, what we've done, Ron, is the product has always been pretty price comparative to fly tags and sprays and other strategies. But due to some efficiencies of scale and changes in production, we've been able to lower that price. So where in the past it could cost you maybe 4 or 5 cents per head per day to feed the product, now we've got that price down to about 2 or 3 cents per head per day. So it really just strengthens its position. I'm really excited about it. I still have a herd of cows here in South Central Oklahoma. I've used the product for, over 2 decades. Heck, I'm excited. It's going to cost me less to keep my flies under control this year. So I think it's just good news for producers. We know that that bottom line is getting squeezed every single year. And so we're really excited to be able to offer this great product at even a less expensive price.
Now, is this a product that can basically handle the entire corn fly problem? In other words, is this something that, in effect, you don't have to turn around and use those other control methods that we're all familiar with?
That's exactly right. Typically, and I don't know what a normal year is, but most years for cattle out on pasture, you can do one thing to control those flies, and Altacid is a great choice for that. Now, if something happens, a lot of times we'll get out into the fall. You get out into the summer, early fall, August, September, out in there. If you were to get an inch of rain, you may, about a week and a half after that rainfall, see an increase in the number of flies. And boy, a lot of people will panic and they want to go spray those cows. And there's nothing wrong with that if you want to do it, knock down those adults. But it's really just Mother Nature playing tricks. If you'll, about 7 to 10 days after that rain event, the fly numbers will increase. If you'll just kind of be patient and wait another 7 to 10 days, those flies will usually just go right back down to where they were before in those low numbers. It's just Mother Nature kind of playing a trick, and it's just the biology of the fly. It's just kind of overwhelmed the system for a few days. But by and large, yes, you can do one thing and one thing only, and Altacid really does a good job.
So Mark Upton says getting rid of those horn flies gives you a more productive cow. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many E.T. Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.